We're here at the 85th National FFA Convention, where our national proficiency winner has just been announced in the Equine Science Placement category, sponsored by Cargill and Tractor Supply Company. With us, we have Bethany Ann Jones of the Wilson Central FFA chapter in the great state of Tennessee. Bethany, would you mind telling us a little bit about yourself and your project?
Like you said, I'm from the Wilson Central FFA chapter, and I graduated in 2011, and my SAE was walking horses predominantly. I had the opportunity when I was 16 to work for a trainer and started apprenticing for him. I started out just doing the basic stalls and, you know, cleaning feed buckets and everything, and then it actually progressed because he seen my potential in the area. To assistant trainer, I took over all the work of all the young stock, and I was actually able to apprentice for several other trainers, such as a cutting horse trainer and a spotted saddle horse trainer as well. So that really helped me kind of become a diversified person in the equine industry, which is very important to be successful these days. And I couldn't have done it without the support of my chapter, my family, and also the sponsors for, you know, having the ability to win this, you know, prestigious award is just absolutely unfathomable for someone who didn't even have her first horse until she was 16 and comes from a non-agricultural background. So I'm kind of elated right now. So I definitely want to thank the sponsors, though, for everything that they've done and all the support they have.
So the theme of this year's FFA convention is grow. It's about personal growth, growing yourself as a leader and as a professional. How has your SAE project caused you to grow?
It's definitely taught me the value of hard work and perseverance, especially in the agriculture industry. And if it had not been for the FFA, I doubt that I would have been as successful as I have been so far. I've been very, very blessed in how successful I've been. And I have to say that my SAE has definitely helped me grow as an individual, and as well as it helped my chapter as well, because they could see, you know, someone from the agriculture industry can succeed, you know, without having a background in it, without their family having come from an agricultural-based income.
So there's a lot of FFA members out there in the arena today and out watching on RFD-TV and on iHi.com, and I'm sure a lot of them are green hands or first-year FFA members who haven't started on their SAE path, but they see the potential that it has. What advice would you give to them when they're starting this process?
Most definitely stick with it. I know at first it's a little hard, it's a little discouraging, because, you know, you look at people who are older than you and you think they haven't made. But what you don't realize is everybody goes through that point in time where, you know, they're new at something. They're a green hand, or, you know, whether or not they're a freshman in an agricultural program or anything like that. But you have to stick with it. You have to persevere, and you really have to commit yourself to it. I can't tell you the joys of reward that you'll have if you stick with it and continue and work hard with it.
And is there any final message you'd like to leave us with?
I just definitely want to thank the sponsors and then everybody who's supported me and stuck by there, stuck with me and kept me going. I couldn't have done it without them. And thanks.
That was Bethany Ann Jones of the Wilson Central FFA chapter from the state of Tennessee, your national proficiency winner in equine science placement, an award sponsored by Cargill and Tractor Supply Company at the 85th National FFA Convention.